Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'd also like to extend a welcome to those who are joining us on the audio webcast. I'm Bill Whiteley, the Chairman, and I'm joined here today by Nicholas Anderson and Kevin Boyd. I'll introduce the first half 2017 results. Kevin will explain some of the financial detail, and then Nick will take you through the operations and outlook. Afterwards, we'll be happy to take questions from the room. We're pleased to report organic sales growth of 5%, set against a background of improving industrial production growth rates. Reported adjusted operating profit was ahead 31%, and we saw a 110 basis points improvement in operating profit margin. Excluding acquisitions, underlying operating profit margin increased by 150 basis points. Watson-Marlow achieved 9% organic sales growth, with all regions contributing. In the steam specialties business, organic growth was 4%, with good growth in EMEA and Asia-Pacific. Nick will take you through the divisional results in detail. We acquired Gestra in May, and Chromalox joined the group just after the half year. Their integration has started well, and they are performing in line with our expectations. Adjusted earnings per share increased 31% to 95.5 pence, and the interim dividend is increased by 13% to 25.5 pence. With that, I will hand you over to Kevin.
Thank you, Bill, and good morning, everyone. As always, the numbers we are discussing today are the adjusted results. Adjusting items, which are shown in the appendix, relate to the amortization of acquired intangibles and acquisition-related costs. As Bill said, organic sales growth was 5% against a relatively strong compare, particularly in the second quarter of the year of last year. Following the Brexit vote in June 2016, currencies turned in our favour, and we saw an increase in sales of over 10% from FX and an exchange impact on operating profit of 16%. I'll cover the various exchange movements in more detail on a later slide. The combined effects of Hitter and Aflex, which were acquired in the second half of 2016, and Gestra, which joined the group in May this year, was add 7% to sales and 5% to profits. Excluding acquisitions, operating profit margins grew by 150 basis points, helped by operational gearing, continued manufacturing efficiencies, and a positive business and product mix. Net finance expense increased by £700,000 due to debt taken on to fund the Gestra acquisition and an increase in pension interest. Finance expense will increase following the acquisition of Chromalox in July, and we anticipate the total full-year finance charge to be in the region of £7 million. The overall tax rate has reduced slightly to 29.1%, and looking forward, I would expect a similar tax rate for the full year. And as we said, earnings per share of 95.5 pence was 31% up on the prior year, and the interim dividend has been increased by 13% to 25.5 pence. Looking at the sales bridge, this shows the growth in sales in the first half of 17 over the same period last year. Sales in the first half were £344 million. Exchange movements increased sales by £36 million, about 10%. Acquisitions added a further £28 million, or 7%. And I think it's worth pointing out here that when we quote organic growth rates and growth due to acquisitions, we do so at constant currency. That is, after having adjusted the prior period to the current period exchange rates. Organic growth in steam specialties business was 4%. Helped by a strong performance in EMEA and particularly Asia-Pacific, but held back by a lack of growth in the Americas. North America was marginally down, and good growth in the smaller Latin American countries was partially offset by the depressed economic climate in Argentina and Brazil. Watson-Marlow's organic growth slowed a little compared with last year to 9%. It benefited from a full order book at the beginning of the year, but was tempered by uncertainty in its key biopharma markets in the US, all of which gave us first half sales of £429 million. Looking at the profit bridge, starting on the left, adjusted operating profit last year was £77.5 million. Exchange movements increased profit by £12.1 million, £8 million due to translation and £4.1 million to transaction. The net effect of the two acquisitions in the second half of 16 and the larger Gestra acquisition in May was an initial £4.9 million profit. There was good organic growth in EMEA and Asia Pacific. As I've said, the Americans experienced low sales growth and the non-recurrence of the exceptional profit reported in Argentina last year as a result of that country's currency devaluation in late 2015. As expected, profit growth in Watson-Marlow was more muted than sales growth, as the increased investment initiated in the second half of 2016 and continued this year began to have an impact. Excluding the effects of FX and acquisitions, we saw an underlying improvement in operating profit, £6.7 million, or 8%. And Nick will take you through the details of this in a moment, all of which gave us a first half operating profit this year of £101.2 million. This chart shows operating profit margins for the first and second halves over a 10-year period, with the first half margin represented by the blue columns. The reported margin in the first half of 2017 increased 110 basis points to 23.6%, a record H1 operating profit. If we strip out acquisitions, the underlying margin was 24%, an increase of 150 basis points, helped by operational gearing, transactional currency benefit, and a positive product mix, with fewer low-margin large projects shipping in the first half. Looking to the second half of this year, in line with our expectations outlined last March, we anticipate that, excluding acquisitions, we will be able to sustain the first half margin in the second half of the year, while continuing to increase our investment in new products and routes to market as a means to continue delivering organic sales growth. The addition of Chromalox from July, whose operating profit margins are in the region of 17%, combined with a full 6 months of Gestra, will have a dilutive impact on the margin. Looking at currencies, this slide shows the foreign currency translational impact over 2016, the first half of 2017, and what it might be should June exchange rates extend to the end of 2017. Between 15 and 16, sterling devalued by 8% against the currencies we trade in. As can be seen on the graphic, the majority of the impact occurred in the second half of 2016, following the Brexit vote. As a result, we saw a positive impact in translation in the first half of the year of over 10%. If exchange rates at the end of June were to continue for the rest of the year, we would expect rates in the second half to be very similar to the second half of 2016, which would give a total 5% currency translational impact for the full year. This chart explains the currency effect on sales. Looking at operating profit, we saw a translational impact of £8 million and a transactional impact of £4.1 million in the first half, in total around 16%. Looking forward, at June exchange rates, the total exchange impact on profit for 2017 would be approximately 8%, although this number will change if exchange rates vary, and it is also impacted by sales mix and effects of hedging. Turning now to cash, operating profit to operating cash conversion was 84%, down from last year's 93% due to an increase in working capital as the business grew. However, on a constant currency organic basis, working capital as a percentage of sales fell 80 basis points compared with June 2016. Capital spend was below last year's level due to the completion of some large projects in the first half of 2016. The traditional second half weighting of capital expenditure, coupled with the three recent acquisitions, will increase capital spend in the second half of the year, with spend for the full year anticipated to be in the region of £45 million. Free cash flow for the period was £58.8 million, up 31% on the previous period, and we ended the year with net debt of £113.8 million, down from cash at the year end of £27.4 million, due to the £158 million acquisition of Gestra in May this year. The group is committed to maintaining a strong balance sheet and we expect the ratio of net debt to EBITDA to be in the region of 1.5 by the end of this year, falling to around 1 by the end of the following year. We've shown you this chart before, and it's useful in giving you an idea of how various factors weigh on operating margins. Just to remind you, the H1 arrows are an indication versus H1 16, and the H2 arrows are an indication versus H2 16. As I've said, currency movements were material in the first half, but due to the timing of the Brexit vote, we would expect much less of a benefit in the second half if rates remain at their current levels. Operational leverage was positive in the first half due to the strong organic growth we saw, and we'd expect to see benefits in the second half also if industrial production growth rates are as forecast. We continue to achieve price increases that cover our inflationary cost increases, so this is shown as neutral in both columns. As expected, raw material costs have increased this year, and we're expecting similar rises of approximately 1.5% in the second half of the year. Our focus on manufacturing efficiencies will continue, and we would expect small benefits in the second half of the year. Business and product mix is shown as a positive in H1, incorporating the favourable Watson-Marlow mix, and particularly in Asia-Pacific, fewer large, lower margin projects. We expect the product mix in the second half to be similar to that seen in the second half of 16. We continue to increase our investments in business development with a number of projects such as the Spirax Sarco Academy, new operating companies, new product development, and increased sales presence. This has affected the first half margin and will impact it in the second half also. The inclusion of only 2 months of Gestra had little impact on the margin, but a full half year of it, plus Crumlox, will be diluted for the group as a whole. And the net effect of these factors is that, excluding acquisitions, we are not anticipating further margin expansion in the second half over the first half of the year. I'll now hand you over to Nick to take you through the operations and outlook.
Thank you, Kevin. And good morning, everybody. Consistent with previous presentations, I will again cover three themes with you today. First, I will take you through our market and performance in the first half of the year. Second, I will update you on the progress implementing our strategies for growth, and I will share two new customer case studies. And finally, I will summarize the key points of today's presentation and open for your questions. You're already familiar with this graph, which tracks the quarterly evolution of the annual industrial production growth rates, which we refer to as IP. As you all know, IP is the best predictor of our markets. Once again, this data is published by CHR Economics, and the yellow colored area is CHR's forecast for the last three quarters of 2017. There are three observations I would like to highlight with you today. First, the strong IP recovery initiated in the last quarter of 2016 continued through the first half of 2017, averaging 3.3% growth on a global basis. This recovery was again led by the emerging markets, whose growth averaged around 4.8% in the first half, while China's IP in this period peaked at over 8%. Second observation, global IP growth rates for the first half of 2017 are substantially above the comparable period for 2016, when growth rates averaged 0%. It is also worth noting that the growth rates in the first half of this year were higher than the particularly slow past few years. My final observation is that global IP growth rates appear to have peaked during the first half of 2017, and are expected to stabilize at slightly lower levels in the second half of this year, albeit still at very good levels of close to 3%. In fact, we have already perceived a relative softening in China, where IP growth rates are expected to return to levels between 5 and 6% during the second half of this year. Starting our segmental analysis with the steam specialties business in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, organic sales were up 4% at constant currency, and more importantly, operating profits were up 11% organically. the first half impact of sterling's strong devaluation against the euro and almost all other currencies in this region was a 9% currency tailwind for sales and 11% for profit. We experienced good organic sales growth across most of our major markets, with particularly strong growth in the key markets of the UK, Italy, and France. The Gestra acquisition, completed on the 2nd of May, contributed 2 months of sales and profit in this first half, adding 9% growth to sales and 7% to profits. Operating profit margins expanded by 140 basis points to 22.0%, with strong efficiency improvements at our European manufacturing facilities, once again contributing to this margin expansion. We remained well-placed for further progress in this region as we continue capitalizing on our strategy for growth and the improved industrial production growth rates. In the Asia-Pacific segment, organic sales were up 7% at constant currency, while operating profit was up 20% organically. Strong currency tailwinds boosted reported sales by a further 11% and profits by 15%. China performed strongly against a particularly tough comparable period, with sales and profits up from smaller self-generated improvement projects as well as larger capital projects. Korea and Japan also performed very strongly in this first half, while our recently established direct sales and manufacturing company in India continues making good progress in line with our expectations. Operating profits expanded by an exceptional 20% organically, boosting margins by 290 basis points. In this first half, a larger quantity of smaller self-generated improvement projects with higher margins replaced a number of lower margin capital projects that shipped in the first half of last year. This positive mix effect is not expected to repeat in the second half of this year. The outlook for Asia suggests a relative softening of the industrial production growth rates in China, albeit to still stronger levels than in the latter half of 2016. Nevertheless, we expect good progress in this region as we continue investing in the implementation of our strategy for growth. Turning now to the Americas, overall organic sales were flat while operating profit was down 10%. Strong currency tailwinds raised reported sales by 12% and profits by 15%. In North America, sales declined marginally despite good sales growth in Canada. In the USA, distribution sales returned to growth after recovering from a weak 2016, while direct sales to end users remained somewhat subdued. Latin America enjoyed good organic sales growth, as a strong growth in Mexico and the smaller operations of Chile, Colombia, and Peru was partly offset by declines in Brazil. Sales in Argentina were flat. HITA, the Brazilian control valve business that we acquired in July of 2016, is making good progress, despite Brazil's challenging market conditions. Sales growth has been supported by robust MRO business, and performance to date is in line with our expectations. Operating profit was down 10% organically in this region, largely due to the non-recurrence of Argentina's exceptional £1.5 million profit benefit in the first half of last year. We remain well-positioned to resume organic sales growth across the Americas in the second half of this year, despite the still low industrial production growth levels and continued political uncertainties. Watson-Marlow's organic sales grew by an outstanding 9%, which was boosted by a large order book carried over from 2016. Strong currency tailwinds raised sales by a further 11% and profits by 17%. The pharma and biotechnology sector, that accounts for over 40% of Watson-Marlow's global sales, faced a slower start to this year, with multiple new projects seemingly delayed into the early summer. This relative market slowdown was more noticeable in our North American operations that have a higher exposure to this industry sector. Nonetheless, good sales growth continued in the also important market sectors of food and beverage, OEMs, and general industry, which sustained strong growth across the European and Asian regions. Aflex Hose, acquired last November for an enterprise value of £61.4 million, is integrating well and performing in line with our expectations, adding 14% sales growth in this half year. Operating profit increased by 2% organically and 30% on a reported basis. As previously indicated, we are accelerating our revenue investments in support of our strategy for organic growth, which reduced our organic trading margins by 230 basis points. Ironically, Aflex is close to 25% trading margin, while still very good, had a 90 basis points dilutionary effect on Watson-Marlow's excellent operating profit margin, which decreased by 150 basis points to 31.4%, a level consistent with the performance of this business in recent years. The first half of this year also marked a step up in the implementation of our corporate strategy, as we successfully completed the acquisition of Gestra and Chromalox, which significantly expand the group's platform for continued organic sales growth. Gestra, acquired on the 2nd of May for €186 million, is a world leader in the design and supply of advanced industrial boiler control systems, as well as valves and controls for industrial steam systems. This acquisition is highly complementary to the Spirax Arco Steam Specialties business, adding improved technologies that expand our product range and our presence in key sectors and geographies. Gestra also expands our global market share in the steam business from 13% to 15%. Chromalox, acquired on the 3rd of July for $415 million, is a leader in the design and supply of electric heating products and systems that provide advanced thermal energy solutions for industrial processes. This acquisition is highly complementary to the Spirax Arco Steam Specialty business, as it expands our addressable market by £2.1 billion, while also operating through a remarkably similar direct sales business model. Both acquisitions were positively received by employees and customers. The different strategic purpose of these acquisitions is reflected in two different integration processes, which have been assigned to different management teams, therefore sharing the integration workload more broadly. While still very early days, both integration processes are proceeding well, and their performance remains in line with our expectations at the time of their respective acquisitions. I will now move into the second part of my presentation, which will again update you on the implementation of our global strategy for growth, and will also share two new customer case studies that help illustrate how our strategy is delivering growth. The Spirax Arco Academy, which was established during 2016 with its own fully dedicated organization, an annual budget of over £1 million, has been rolled out to all English-speaking sales operations, which account for about 40% of our global sales engineer workforce. Work continues at an accelerated pace to translate the materials, the training materials, into 14 other languages and subsequent rollout of those materials. We continue to strengthen the industry sector focus of our direct sales organization, enhancing their ability and effectiveness to uncover self-generated growth opportunities. And we remain encouraged by our above-average sales growth in most of those strategic sectors that we have chosen. We continue to strengthen our strategic account management team, dedicated to enhance and broaden our relationship with important global customers. we continued our geographic expansion, with 6 new direct sales companies operating in 2017 across East Africa, Ireland, Canada, and Southeast Asia. We continue launching multiple innovative new products, such as the award-winning low pulsation quantum pump with single-use cartridge technology, as well as the food and beverage Serta pump range in the Watson-Marlow business. Lastly, we completed acquisitions of Gestra and Chromalox to expand our platform for continued organic sales growth. As you can see, we have stepped up our revenue and capital investments in support of growth, and will continue to do so in 2017, as our strategy is focused on delivering self-generated growth. The first of today's customer case studies comes from the Middle East, where the Address Hotel Dubai Mall was encountering high energy costs when generating hot water for the use of their guests, laundry, and kitchen. Our expert sales engineers performed an energy audit at the hotel's existing steam systems, identifying some inefficiencies in the condensate return lines, and developed a bespoke system to recover waste heat from the flash steam that was being vented into the atmosphere. Our automated low-cost solution uses Turflow heat exchanger as an exhaust vapor condenser to recover heat from the flash steam and boost the temperature of the returning condensate. This simple solution reduced energy usage and water usage for our customer, generating annual savings of $100,000. So as you see, innovative solutions uncover self-generated growth opportunities. Today's second case study comes from Watson-Marlow in China, where the Bredel hose pumps replaced conventional piston pumps for offshore concrete grouting in a series of prestigious construction projects along the Chinese coastline. Conventional piston pumps struggle with the abrasive nature of the cement-based grout slurries, which cause accelerated component wear, fluid leakage, and unplanned maintenance downtimes. The adoption of the Bredel hose pump significantly increased production uptime, created safer working environments, reduced maintenance and spare part costs. Importantly, the Bredel hose pumps also reduced slurry leakages, significantly improving environmental performance. 90 Bredel pumps worth 1.8 million euro were delivered across 5 different projects. The larger Bredel 80 pumps are used to transfer grout from the quayside mixing tanks into seafaring vessels, while the smaller Bredel 65 models are used to meter grout from the vessels into the piles at the offshore construction sites. This is another good example of Watson-Marlow peristaltic pumps displacing other pumping technologies. So, in summary, we are very pleased to report revenue growth of 25%, with organic revenues rising by over 5%. The group's operating profit grew by 31% in the first half, with the organic element of profit growing by 8%. Strong currency tailwind expanded the group's sales revenue by 10% and profit by 16%. While acquisitions contributed 7% to our top line and 5% to our profit. Operating profit margins increased by a further 110 basis points to a first half all-time high of 23.6%. The board has declared an interim dividend increase of 13%, and we continue to accelerate our revenue investments in support of our organic growth strategies. And as a result, excluding acquisitions, we expect to sustain the first half profit margins in the second half of this year. Assuming no further deterioration in trading conditions, the board remains confident that the group will continue to make progress in 2017.